Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the jury in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial has found the former president guilty of all 34 felony counts against him. They delivered their verdict late Thursday afternoon after 2 days of deliberations that spanned 9.5 hours. Prosecutors accused Trump of falsifying internal business records to cover up hush money payments tied to an alleged scheme to bury stories that might torpedo his 2016 White House bid. He has denied any wrongdoing and had pleaded not guilty to all 34 counts of falsifying business records. Trump sat stone-faced with his eyes looking down as the verdict finished being read. Again, Donald Trump has been convicted on all 34 counts against him. Most Americans say a guilty verdict in Donald Trump's New York trial is not likely to affect the way they vote in November.
67% of those responding to a Marist poll say a guilty verdict would have no influence on their vote. 17% say it would make them less likely to vote for Trump, but that's nearly offset by the 15% who say a guilty verdict would make them more likely to cast their ballot for the former president. The survey found that overall, two-thirds of voters have already made up their minds about who they'll vote for, and nothing's going to change it. Bob Agner reporting.
President Biden has given Ukraine the go-ahead to use American weaponry to strike inside Russia for the limited purpose of defending Kharkiv. That's according to two U.S. officials familiar with the matter. The officials underscored that the U.S. policy calling on Ukraine not to use American-provided long-range missiles and other munitions to strike inside Russia offensively has not changed. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 330 points. Again, our top story, Donald Trump found guilty of all 34 felony counts against him. This is SRN News. Christians in the UK don't talk about their faith.
As the country turns away from its historic religious heritage, a new poll finds a lot of believers prefer not to even mention their beliefs to others. The Impact of Faith and Life survey indicates that about 40% of Christians in Britain avoid disclosing their religious convictions publicly. Some analysts say the anti-faith environment that has come to dominate the United Kingdom is leading believers to keep their mouths shut. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group of men who dress like women and dance is forming a national coalition. The organization says it will promote drag shows in small communities and provide performers with legal aid and therapy. Drag Queen Story Hour, a national program in which men dressed as women read picture books to small children in public libraries, has sparked a massive backlash across the country. Parent groups argue taxpayer dollars should not be used to promote the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The worst day for Salesforce stock in nearly 20 years helped drag stocks lower. The S&P 500 sank 0.6%, even though the majority of stocks across Wall Street rose. The Dow fell 0.9%, and the NASDAQ composite dipped 1.1%. Salesforce lost a fifth of its value after reporting weaker revenue for the latest quarter than analysts had expected. Treasury yields eased in the bond market following weaker-than-expected reports on the job market and the overall economy. The Dow was down 330 points to finish at 38,111. The NASDAQ lost 183 to 16,737. The S&P 500 dropped 31 points to 52.35. New York oil fell $1.32 to $77.91 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.